Some 40 years ago, Jan Pohl emigrated from the Netherlands to Michigan. These days, he's a veterinarian with a country practice near Mount Pleasant, and he also happens to be a reality TV star. The incredible Dr. Pohl begins his fifth season this weekend on National Geographic Wild. Pohl also has a new autobiography, Never Turn Your Back on an Angus Cow, My Life as a Country Vet. Dr. Jan Pohl, welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you very much, Cindy. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, Doctor, when did you learn that lesson, never turn your back on an Angus cow? Did you learn that the hard way?
Basically, yes. And that was already done when I was in the Netherlands growing up on the dairy farm. You turn your back, you cannot outrun a cow, you cannot run out a horse, you cannot outrun most of the animals on the planet.
So you learn the very hard way. You don't turn your back on an animal.
Yes, you do.
An obvious question to start with, Dr. Pohl, has to be, how did a fellow who grew up on this dairy farm in the Netherlands make his way to a small town in mid-Michigan? And your book tells us that you came to Michigan for love.
Of course. Cherchez la femme. I was the youngest of six in the Netherlands, and my sister moved to Canada in the mid-50s. In order to farm, because the Netherlands is crowded and there's not enough farmland for everybody. As the youngest, I had no chance to become a farmer. And when I thought that my parents should go to Canada and visit my sister, I tried to become an exchange student, and that ended up being in Michigan. And when I went back to college in the Netherlands, they told us, you want to become a veterinarian? That is fine. Do you want to practice? Forget it. There's too many of you guys. So I thought, let me go become a veterinarian, and I'll go to Australia and New Zealand. Those countries still appeal to me. I still would like to visit them sometime. But anyway, Diane and I met in high school, and we kept on writing together. And she came over to the Netherlands, back and forth a couple of times, until we got married in 1967. And we went back to the Netherlands, where I finished school, and then just came right back to Michigan.
I love the fact that you actually were placed with Diane's family when you came over here for high school for your exchange year. You never know what can happen out of an exchange year, do you?
I know. And, you know, this is not the thing that normally happens, but for some reason or other, you know, when Diane came over in 64, my father was dying with bone cancer. That's when, you know, all things started happening. And when you know that you can depend on somebody to take care of things, you get a lot closer together. And after that, it became really serious. And like I said, it was still 5 years after I came back before we got married. I'm very happy. We have 47 years together already.
That's a pretty good track record, Dr. Pohl. I'm talking with Dr. Jan Pohl, whose new book is Never Turn Your Back on an Angus Cow, My Life as a Country Vet. And he, of course, is the star of the National Geographic Wild hit TV series, The Incredible Dr. Pohl, which is starting its fifth season this coming Sunday. I love your line in the book, Doctor. Here's the line. I just said, I love this. For many people, their careers as vets begin the day they stick their hands inside an animal's butt for the first time. Do you remember the first time you did that?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It came out green because we didn't wear gloves in those days.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, yes. Sure enough, I sure scrubbed my arm an awful lot, but it doesn't come off very well the first time. Thank goodness we have gloves now, and yes, you learn how to use those, but sometimes they still break. That's the problem.
I read in your book that you actually challenged your crew, your National Geographic crew that follows you around. Hey, who wants to go?
Yes, you'd be surprised how many people are interested in doing it because they have no idea what it feels inside a cow. And it's always nice and warm in there, of course, because the body temperature is a little bit higher than ours. You have to learn to feel for things. And this is what we were taught in school. And I was in vet school. They said, if you're right-handed, you palpate left-handed. Your left hand can be made, is not, but can be made more sensitive than your right. And they're right. So all my palpations are done left-handed, so I can work with my right hand. And yes, people say, well, how can you feel all those things? Well, I tell them, you close your eyes and you see with your fingers. That's how you do it.
And I also think that if you're going to be a successful veterinarian, as we can tell from your book, you have to get the ick factor just out of your mind and just deal with this stuff.
Exactly right. When we were in the Netherlands, we were taught, hey, your clothes get dirty and they stain. Your skin can be scrubbed clean. and take your shirt off and get in there. When we have to do calvings, I still remember one big veterinarian, one big student that was there, just a big husky guy. They told us, you get both arms inside that cow if you have to reposition the calf. And he was says, I'm too big. I can't get two arms in there. Suddenly, the professor just halted and kicked his butt and says, get two arms in there. And he did. But yes, you learn to work with both arms in the cow. This is all part of, you know, birthing an animal where you need two arms in order to reposition these animals so they can come out.
Dr. Pohl, you went out on your own and you opened your own practice in the early 80s, right in the middle of Michigan. And talk to us a little about what you find so special about being a country vet in the middle of Michigan.
Well, because I was raised and grew up on a dairy farm, large animals always were my main hobby, concern, work. And I would always like to help the farmer make a better living. That's what we were taught to do. In those days, Isabella County, Michigan, had a lot of cows, a lot of steers, a lot of horses, and a lot of pigs, and not many veterinarians. And that's how we found it.
Perfect place for you. It's something you knew, and it was the kind of medicine you wanted to practice.
Yeah.
But you've seen some very, very big changes in farming in Michigan in these decades, haven't you?
Oh, yes, very much. When we started here, there were so many family farms. There were two or three farms every mile. And those have disappeared. Many children do not want the heavy work of 24/7. So the farms either got sold, rented out, or they changed over to crop farming.
What are we losing by losing these small family farms, do you think?
Well, we still have, you know, a big farming community, except the farms get bigger, which for me doesn't always mean that the cows get better care, but it is our economy that asks for, you know, cheaper food. Bigger farms make cheaper food. They have contracts with everything. You know, the big chain stores, they have basically their own pork industry because they want a steady supply available of pork and do not want to depend on the open market with the fluctuating prices. So basically, the whole concern from birth to finish of the pig industry under control.
Mm. It's nothing like the old McDonald farm that is kind of tucked away in our thoughts or our images of farming.
No, there are still quite a few left, and it all depends on the area. In the western part of Michigan, it seems like there's still more dairy farms than in the middle by us. But no, they are disappearing, and I'm sorry to see that go because it was such a big part of the American community.
Your National Geographic Wild series, The Incredible Dr. Pohl, actually happened because of your son, Charles, whom we see on the program?
Yep. Yeah, that's correct. Charles, ever since he was like 3 years old, was infatuated with movies, and he wanted to become a movie producer. And he went to the film school in Miami, went to L.A., and after 8 years, had no chance of becoming a producer. So then he comes back to us and says, Dad, Mom, can we make a reality show about you? I says, who wants to watch me? You know, I'm an old guy. I'm doing dirty work. I do it my way. And he says, oh, you'd be surprised. We all were very much surprised.
And here you are going into your fifth season, and you're seen in 26 countries, and you write in your book you've actually seen yourself speaking Mandarin.
Yes, that was the strangest thing. You know, they had a clip on the cell phone of the show that started somewhere in China, and I couldn't understand a word I was saying.
What do you think explains the success of your show, Dr. Pohl?
I think it's the honesty. You know, we are a family. We are a loving family. And that the show is real. You know, like I've said many times, I'm not putting that calf back in the cow to pull it out for a second take. You know, they have to get it done the first time. And it brings the family farm back into the American living room. So many Americans do not know what's going on at the farm. This show brings it back to them. And especially the children, the young kids, they love it. I'm very big in 4-H, and, you know, the 4-H is still very high in Michigan. The kids that grow up with animals, where they have the responsibility to take care of animals, make sure that the animals get done before they can watch TV, I think make better people later on. That's my own private thing, but I believe it sincerely.
Dr. Pohl, anyone who is on any national television show is getting attention, be it good or not so good. And you have drawn some criticism from other vets who claim your approach to veterinary medicine is outdated or unsophisticated. And I'm wondering how you deal with those criticisms.
That's the problem. They are getting between 120 and 180 hours of taping a week. They only use 40 minutes. So they don't show everything. You know, my clinic is modern, but I still treat animals as animals. Many veterinarians will do everything, imitate a doctor for all I care, you know, do things that for me are not necessary because we are treating animals. Animals are a lot tougher than humans. This is the way I handle them, down to earth, get her done, and do the best you can for a price that the people can afford. And in mid-Michigan, you know, the economy is not the greatest, and I still believe that everybody should have a pet because it is good for people to have animals around.
Now, your practice, as you write in your book, is the farming situation has changed. You've got a mixed animal practice now, so you might treat somebody's parakeet or you might, you know, birth a calf. So you've treated pretty much every kind of animal. Is there any animal that you either fear or you're just plain creeped out by?
Not many, because, you know, if the people can have an animal like that in their house and it's sick, bring it in and I will help to see if I can help them. And through the show, you know, it's amazingly how many people now have pet chickens. Because in the show, one of the first shows, I set the leg on a very fancy pheasant. And the people saw that. So, hey, now we have a veterinarian that also knows a little bit about birds. So here they come.
Oh, you even treated a snake that had half of its back eaten off by a rat.
That happened many years ago, and I tell you, that was one of the strangest things we've seen, yes.
Mm-mm-mm. The TV show is very unflinching, and we do get a sense of animal medicine for sure. I'm thinking of the poor dog that got kicked in the head by the horse and lost his eye, and you take us right there. We see it all.
Yes.
What are you hoping readers get out of your book?
The readers will get out of a book that, you know, how it all started, you know, and my philosophy about helping animals.
Well, the book is Never Turn Your Back on an Angus Cow, My Life as a Country Vet, Dr. Jan Pohl. And the fifth season of The Incredible Dr. Pohl begins Saturday on National Geographic Wild. Good to talk with you, Dr. Pohl. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Same here.